One in every three kids in the U.S. is either overweight or obese. We've heard the reasons: lack of exercise, lack of access to healthy, fresh foods, especially among poor children. Even in Colorado, one of the leanest, most physically active states in the country, childhood obesity is a problem. But this summer, some Colorado families are turning to a special program. John Daly from Here and Now contributor Colorado Public Radio talks to families who are taking advantage of it.
Argelia Sanchez faces a big dilemma. Her family is on food assistance, and by mid-month, she says, that money is gone. They have to decide what kind of food they can afford to eat. She says, through a translator, that even when they can afford fresh fruits and vegetables, her kids don't want to eat them.
No, eso no me gusta. Le digo, eso es bueno. Por ejemplo, las ensaladas.
I tell them it's healthy. I make salads, and they say they don't want it.
Her oldest, Yuritsa, a 14-year-old with glasses and braided black pigtails, nods her head.
And would you say that she's right? Is that true?
Yes, 100% okay. Right. Do you want to
introduce kind of what we're doing? So today, Argelia and her three kids join other families who are also on public assistance at a supermarket in Aurora, Colorado.
We're going to start our grocery store tour today.
The tour is part of a Get Fit boot camp. Yuritsa and her siblings were invited to join after a visit with their pediatrician. The doctor suggested the program because the kids struggle with their weight.
About shopping healthy, getting the best deal for your money, that's what I'm going to help with today.
The goal here at the grocery store is to teach how to eat healthy on a tight budget. The produce section is the first stop. They compare types of lettuce and prices on grapes.
The organic are only $2.49. And then the other ones are
nearby, the kids go on a scavenger hunt looking for orange, green, and red fruits and vegetables. Argelia's daughter, Yuritsa, says often she and her siblings don't make nutritious choices.
We usually don't like the food, so we usually say eel and then just go. Like, sometimes my mom buys ramen noodles just because sometimes we're in a hurry and that's like the fastest thing to make.
She says she and her brother, Giovanni, have to make changes.
Okay. It worries me a lot. And I'm scared, like, my brother's going to turn out like me.
Yuritsa's struggle with weight is not uncommon. Roughly 32% of the nation's children are overweight or obese. The numbers are higher for poor children and those who are Black, Hispanic, or uninsured. Dr. Shale Wong is professor of pediatrics at Children's Hospital Colorado. She says many families don't have access to healthy, affordable foods. Poor neighborhoods often don't have stores nearby that sell healthy choices. And low-income parents can work long hours, so cheap junk food is often the first choice.
There is a definitive connection between low income, hunger, and obesity.
Children's Hospital and a number of other Colorado institutions have launched programs to help. There are cooking classes to teach how to make healthy meals. There are efforts in schools where kids can earn discounts at stores by developing good habits.
Shoulder rolls, side.
On a recent sunny Saturday, another Get Fit group warms up for the Colfax 5K. Brianna Ramirez and her 7-year-old daughter Evelyn are here. This is Evelyn's first race. She proudly reads the number on her bib.
21534.
Ramirez says she signed up Evelyn for this class after a checkup.
Because my daughter's weight is an issue. She is overweight. And I just want to make her healthy, get her fit. So that's why I joined. I'm really concerned about her.
All right, athletes. You guys are ready? Here we go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Evelyn and her mom take off with thousands of others. An hour later, they cross the finish line, arms in the air.
My goal is that I keep exercising and eating healthy.
Children's Hospital's Dr. Shale Wong says only a small number of poor kids participate in these programs. They're relatively new and not in many communities. However, Wong is convinced they do work.
There's every reason to believe we're starting to turn the corner. And if we ease up on the gas at this point, there's every reason to believe that we will reverse and that the trends will get worse again.
Back at the supermarket, the Get Fit kids learn how to read a nutrition label. 14-year-old Yuritsa says the messages about how to eat right and exercise are starting to sink in.
I don't want to be like a mom that can't run with their kids when they're older.
Changing unhealthy habits is hard, she says, but will be worth it. For Here and Now in Denver, I'm John Daly.
And you're listening to Here and Now